Hughes Kruppica, Corporate Social Responsibility, CSR, and Environmental, Social and Corporate Governance, ESG. The partners and team members of the firm conduct their own private altruistic and charitable activities. These are not advertised, but the beneficiary of any activities are to encourage others to become involved in programs and events to support foundations. Desmond Hughes found within his social circles that a body of friends and contacts were disheartened with some of the charitable projects that were driven by the initiatives of an individual or cause without much regard for modern progressive management, efficiencies and strategies which optimize a program or foundation, and very importantly for the contributors and beneficiaries, eliminates wasted resources. This triggered a debate within Hughes Kruppica as to how to create a program that was meaningful, commensurate to the wishes and willingness of team members, and sustainable, avoiding any pet project mentalities, appreciating that many programs and causes are worthwhile in their own rights. A common approach from small to medium charitable organizations is to set up an event or activity of social interest and convert as much of that into a contribution as possible by swapping all expenses of the event into contributions, and then all contributions made become a net profitable contribution. Whilst this is effective in itself, a common issue is the lack of reporting and feedback on the expenditure of the funds subsequently, perhaps beyond some thank yous and photographs of activities of the organisation. This is a generalisation, and there are many professional and efficient foundations with very hard-working managers and teams who would not fit this pattern of behaviour. However, the effect of this generalised description of a formulaic approach is to reduce willingness to contribute and develop scepticism, which can ultimately harm intended beneficiaries. Modern progressive thinking advocates a SMART approach to non-profit community activities. This acronym is as follows. S, specific. Specific metrics are clear and well defined. Both the grantee and the grantor know what is expected, and the grantor can monitor and assess actual performance against the metrics. M, for measurable. Progress towards metrics is monitored during the work. A measurable metric, tracked by the non-profit organisation, shows when the work is completed and when a metric is achieved. A, for achievable. These metrics ensure that everything is in place to achieve the metric, and if the grantee does not reach its goals, it needs to explain why. R, for realistic. This is almost self-evident, but not so in many organisations. A metric may have a dependency on a set of particular skills or resources to people or key management support. A realistic metric takes this into account. T, for timely. Descriptions of metrics should include timelines, demonstrating requirements and when these should be met. Examples include delivery times for completion of physical or tangible items, ensuring that there is a suitable sense of urgency attributed to an action to avoid prevarication and wasteful time horizons. There are also non-SMART criteria such as communication, security of grantees and evaluable benchmarking with continual re-evaluation that can benefit a community project. As Hughes Kruppica is headquartered in Phuket, and because many community projects are not run on an international global standard basis, the correct degree of application of these standards must be balanced with the real needs of people. Therefore, after internal discussions, Hughes Kruppica decided in 2020 to commence with a program of contribution as follows. The firm's resource would be used for non-profitable activities on a flexible but achievable basis. Each project assisted would be vetted by our team with a strong degree of care to avoid judging or imposing standards externally. Each participation would be measured by reference to investment of effort and resources, and not solely financial contributions, so that there is a healthy combination of meaningful effort and valuable contributions to assist purchasers and functionality. 12 days of resource per year would be committed as a minimum, with an objective at least 1 day per month split across two teams within Hughes Kripke's small team to avoid disruption to business operations, but allow full commitment from the allocated team to the designated day's activities. Year one of the more structured CSR and ESG activities is to be monitored and re-evaluated for successes and adapted for each project and with modified objectives each year. On our website and social media sites, we do display some of our CSR and ESG activities. Where we have done so, we have set out clearly the details of the projects or foundations so that this display becomes a functional opportunity for others to contribute if they wish.